Jester's Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. All planes of existence.
Where everybody knows your name.
Boom, and we're live. How are you, sir?
Great, Joe, thanks. My name's Dustin, and this is Jester's Academy. Joining me tonight is Chris. He goes like this.
Hey, man.
Hey, my dude.
How you doing?
I'm excited.
You sound...
You excited?
Yeah, because I'm ready to make that moo cha-cha.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm excited, too. I was thinking about getting a beard.
He's overflowing with excitement.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sounds like somebody was talking that wasn't introduced yet.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Wow. All the rules.
Oh.
Also joining us tonight, I guess, because we'll just move on, Chris. I'll get back to you here in a minute. Because apparently we got to hurry up and introduce everybody.
Okay, man.
Also joining us tonight is Macho. He goes like this.
Hey.
Hey, Macho.
Hey, man.
What's up, my dude?
Nothing.
We got to keep our things short because the next guest wants to talk right now.
All
right,
man. It's been good.
Yeah, it was. Hey, it's good catching up.
All right, see ya.
Glad to see you again.
All right.
All right, shut up. Also joining us tonight is Jen. She goes like this.
Hi, it's my turn.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, I talked out of turn.
Well, you were so excited.
We don't actually have a Jen on the list for the show tonight.
I'm VIP.
She's VIP.
We do have
VIP
spot for Thorina.
Oh, Thorina.
Smasher of Bottoms. Is she here?
Yes, that is me.
Oh, good. I'm sorry.
Hi, that is my stage name.
Thorina. We have you on the show tonight.
Smasher
about,
of Bottoms.
Yes. Yeah, about how bottom smashing works for you. And I mean, is this a profitable business? We're excited to know the deets.
It's fucking great. I smashed
the fuck out of them bottoms. It's a family program.
Oh, I'm not allowed to curse.
That ain't going to Aunt Sally.
We just frown on it.
Okay. I smashed that bottom like there's no tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Right. Oh, that's dang. Weird.
How did you get into the business?
How did I get into the business of bottom smashing? Well, one day I was walking down the street and I slipped and I fell and I smashed this bottom and they really, really liked it. And then they were like, hey, you should do this for a living. You're really good at this. So I just started doing it for a living. You know, some people are good at fixing cars.
What does bottom smashing involve?
Amazing.
I'm just curious.
Great work if you can get it. Right, boys?
have you ever smashed bottom?
So
I don't think it's really a skill you can learn. You just kind of get born into it.
Yes. Definitely.
Right.
Chris, do you know how to smash bottom?
What?
Have you ever smashed
bottom? I'm not even sure what it means at this point.
I kind of want to know the physics of it. So is it something you do physically or emotionally?
Like the booty.
You do it.
How does it happen?
Huh?
Usually, how do you get paid?
Usually you got to really talk them into it. Couple drinks.
And you said there's a profit from this?
It's a process. Yeah. It's a process.
You got to make them really, really want it and then charge them.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's like, well.
Well, there's something, Dustin, for you.
That is something, Dustin, for you. the
Jester's escort service, apparently.
Oh, that's not what... Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about sexual things?
Did you talk about sexual things?
Is this a sexual
dear
thing?
What? Oh, dear.
I cannot confirm NSFW or deny.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
We're just here to make money.
This is incriminating evidence if it's used against me. My bottom-smashing business is under the table.
Has anybody ever died?
Huh?
Has anybody been bottom-smashed to death?
Nah.
No.
I take it easy.
Oh, okay. So this is something anybody can do.
She said that with a smile. It kind of made me feel weird about it.
I made it on sex. Sex sent me to the ER.
So you confirmed that it is a escort type thing.
But I didn't kill him. What?
Okay.
No.
Ha ha! Going straight to the cops.
I'm calling the law.
Guys, I didn't mean to have a prostitute on the show.
You fucking asshole.
I didn't know. What did you describe that you do again?
Fucking Chris. He said it.
I don't mean to take any giant leaps here, but what is it exactly you do for a living?
Smash booty, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the booty. Yeah, no, I've smashed the booty before.
Oh, have you?
That's what we're talking about? Yeah.
I think so.
No, for sure, I have smashed a booty.
I'm pretty sure Chris
or two
has eaten the booty too.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
You
hey, you know what seems to be puking?
She just puked. Never mind.
So this is Jester's Academy, and we're here for one thing and one thing only: making a profit to pay for my book I'm writing
for all of Dustin's bullshit.
No, well, in the moat.
I want a moat.
The moat and the fucking castle.
And a drawbridge.
Okay, well, hey, we might be able to do that if we do a good job tonight.
He doesn't want to give nobody else a piece of the pie, though. That's
when the pie's
problem.
Big enough to pass pieces out, I'll pass a piece of pies out.
I feel like when you can make a motherfucking moat with an alligator
in the motherfucker. I appreciate that you said, please.
Wait, what kind of pie?
Boom!
Oh.
It doesn't matter!
Did I ever tell you about that? Where I actually sent Jen to the store once for Poutine pie, and she looked for it.
And she asked? And she asked? Hey, is it out of season? What's that? Poontang. Because I don't see any Poutine pies here. I see strawberry.
Dude, she was looking for like a berry. Hour.
It's Texting. Totally not that funny.
It was funny.
No, it's not funny. Anyway, you know what's big right now? Murderers.
Huge.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all these enormous. Shows on Netflix blowing up. You got True Detective, To Make a Murderer, or I Making of a Murderer, that show, whatever that is.
I feel it on a personal level.
What's that?
Oh, okay.
Murdering.
You're a murderer?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Oh, so it's
sounds like you have aspirations.
Zac Efron's making what? The which one is he doing?
I don't know.
I don't this fucking know. The me. Passion.
Ted Bundy.
Or
he's
shit?
Doing the Ted Bundy movie.
Oh, gross.
He's Ted Bundy. So it's big. It's booming. So I say we get a little piece of this pie, make our own murderer. Great. Something exciting. Something exotic. Something to get the people talking.
Our own legend.
Are we talking about a movie?
I'm talking movie deals, book deals, TV shows. Game. We just got to make the murderer
Shirts.
First.
I'll be the murderer. Oh, wait. Like
is that
going to
get famous?
Is that like a legit thing or like for play?
No, for money. For play, to pay to play. We need that
P2P.
I need an actual murderer. Are you going to shed blood
make
for us right now?
Make a girlfriend game. Everybody loves one of those.
No, not. This isn't a game. I want to sell books.
No, this is
oh,
for real.
This is a book?
Yeah, I want to have documentary money.
Oh, you want to find a murderer and then write a book on them?
Yeah,
somebody
we need we need you
like
to kill
seven fucking people
oh, yeah,
in
that's
Tennessee.
Right. That's true.
So now like, we know where the bar's at.
Like nearby and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do better than that.
Wait.
You know why I don't even haven't heard about it? Because what's his calling card? What's his name? Does he have a clever serial killer name?
Oh.
BTK killer
they
or something
found
cool?
him in a ditch after they shot him.
They just killed him?
No, he's alive. They made it, but they shot him and he ran and hid in a ditch.
And they didn't give him a name?
Yeah,
like
Michael
the
Cummings?
Tennessee tallywhacker?
No.
Well, that's lame. That's not sexy. That's not going to sell books. It's not going to sell
right,
movies.
The Tennessee tooth ripper. He just keeps a tooth.
I like that. The tooth
one.
Ripper.
Well, that
the
sounds nasty.
He keeps one tooth.
He wasn't like a serial killer.
Victims.
He just killed them all at once.
Oh,
it was like
shit.
A massacre.
So it's like a shooting.
Like a lot, yeah.
This is dark. And I'm trying to move away from it.
Well, but, you were trying to make a murderer. Now we have
no,
one.
No, I'm not trying. Shit, I'm doing it. I want something more sexy than that. I want a guy that like carves something in him or something. Not yeah. gross and dark like that. But
you know, makes
when
a,
I say,
ooh, makes a hoodie from
toenails.
Skin.
Saving toenails, you said?
Yeah. Or a hoodie from skin.
That's kind of
every
creepy.
Every victim is missing two toenails.
Or he skins
ooh,
their
know.
Head.
Oh.
Scalps.
You know, I don't know. Maybe he just makes a hoodie out of like butt skin.
That's
there you
sexy.
Go. He just cuts the ass
yeah.
cheek off. Just
oh,
one butt
just
cheek.
A sweet
he keeps the
leather
asshole.
Hoodie.
Because we're not talking about like
he keeps the asshole on a necklace.
He keeps
he's
the
got a necklace of assholes. Like some
like
kind
that.
Of crazed Vietnam vet. He has just a 24 karat gold
chain
rope.
Of assholes.
People are going to be talking
it's a
about
fucking
that.
Rope.
But you know, it has to have something to do with what's going on right now so that one side or the other of the political spectrum will push the story. Mm. So it's either got to be like he's doing it in trans bathrooms or he's doing it in a MAGA hat. It's got to be something that gets the people going.
Ah.
You got to fire it up. We need that fire behind it.
So
I mean, those are just examples.
Nah, sounds bad, though.
Well, I want people talking about it.
So the victim, all of the victims were found to be in possession of a MAGA hat. And there were...
That makes it a hate crime.
There was female hormone tablets found at the scene of each crime as well.
That's an oxymoron.
There was also something... there was like a GameStop bag found nearby. So that's interesting.
So we already got a cool name going. The GameStop Gambler. No, that's... Nobody's gambling.
It's ma'am.
The hormonal beehole hunter.
We use him,
are
the ma'am guy?
Assholes?
Yeah.
Is that what you were working towards?
No assholes,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I was referencing.
No more
I was
assholes?
Pulling.
No, apparently the assholes
but
that,
yeah,
are
but not
now.
Obviously oh. not that individual. Obviously not. This
no,
is,
I want
this
someone.
This is someone much worse.
Yeah, someone physically capable.
Someone who actually collects the bung from each of their victims.
The bung?
The bung.
Oh, you know what?
B-U-N-G,
you
can have my friend.
Somebody that like bung. Buries them under trees and has like a different tree.
Is it going to be easy to get past those game. Roots?
What?
The roots.
Yeah, they go all the way down.
The roots?
Isn't
yeah,
it like
of course
six
they
or
do.
Feet under? You have to be 6 feet down.
How are they going to get past the roots? Those are hard.
Ooh. No, you plant the tree on top of the victim. It could be like a rose bush.
What about it's a guy something. Who only kills people named Jen? But he takes
Send
her toenails.
My fucking
yeah, just
way.
Two toenails.
Two to- they call him the two toenail tackler.
Jen.
Because he tackles you.
Give me a solid, bro.
No, they always find the victims with fish tackle in them. And vape sounds.
Oh my.
Their body just...
Beeholes, fish tackles, and vapes. Oh my.
This is a weird serial killer, guys.
I don't know what the fuck
I'm not
on.
So sure about that.
Well, the most famous ones, we got what? Ted Bundy, Charles Manson, John Wayne Gacy. What do they all have in common?
Then there's Francois.
I mean, we could easily do really fucking Manson, bro. Manson would have been a fun
I'm one. Not saying we're going to do Manson. That's disgusting. He's passed.
I think...
That's called
probably...
necrophilia.
Yeah, that there's a lot that would have to go into that. We're talking heating blankets.
Oh, God.
Periscopes.
Hand sanitizer.
I won't be on for that episode.
Lots breaks. Of hand sanitizer, a cup of bleach.
It wouldn't be pretty.
Anti-itch ointment.
A Charles Manson video game you could just turn into like...
You have like somebody that's triggered by a color. Like a certain color. Like, you know how bulls are triggered by
magenta!
Red?
Ah! Magenta!
Like, there could be like... Ah! Like a blanket that he was wrapped in when he was a kid. Or a room that he was stuck in. Or a closet that was painted a certain color. And he was like tortured or tormented.
He grew up in
a
closet under the stairs.
Yeah. And yeah. It was like fucking dark red in there or something like that. And that color triggers him.
Yeah, like the
like
Hogwarts
yellow.
Red.
What color?
Straight up. Listen to pineapple under the sea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or green.
Yeah.
The green girl griller.
That green, huh?
He grills women in just green.
Grills them.
The blue bludgeoning boy.
The baby back rib rise.
The red ripper.
Prolapse.
Prolapse. That's the name of my shoe company. Because you do the laps and you're like a pro athlete.
Okay. The top torturer.
Top?
Top.
Top.
Top. It's a color, I think.
Okay, well, I didn't know you had all this, such a color scheme in your mind.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you design houses and rooms and
colors.
Stuff? Are you like a personal...
What the
How
fuck?
Are you in fashion? Are you really up on the...
The fuchsia fondler.
Fuchsia?
The fuchsia
Yo, how
fondler.
How many fucking colors do you know?
Dude, all the colors, bro. There's so many colors.
You should get an HGTV
colors
show.
Colors are amazing, my dude.
I used a Moventa for this head...
Moventa. That sounds
yeah,
like a
see,
pretentious
I can say
color.
The
yeah.
Purple people eater.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That's TM, 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 TM. You can't say that.
I can't even think of that many colors.
He's like, Moventa.
How many colors can you think of?
This is not even a color, dude.
Don't tell me what colors are colors. I've seen the color Moventa and you haven't yet.
With your basic ass eyes.
You probably can't.
See, that's beta vision, bro.
Yeah, you got beta vision.
The Cerulean Strangler.
Are we just going to keep saying colors that no one knows?
Oh my gosh.
Moventa.
Keep going, man. That's
what?
Good.
I'm listing them all off. Moventa.
Yeah.
Moventa is a color?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what the
yeah,
fuck
yeah,
color
yeah.
Is that?
It's kind of like a move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, puce is a
yeah,
color.
Yeah.
Yeah, pucid.
Yeah.
Puce.
Plarsk.
What is
I
this?
I would prefer
Blurple.
This to be a deeper shade of plarsk.
The Blurple Strangler.
Oh, the Green Gagger.
Ooh. Oh. 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 He kills his victims
sounds,
with a pickle.
That sounds like a pickle. Dark, deep.
The Scuzz Schwazer.
Porn.
The Gang Wrangler Dangler.
He takes out gangs at a time with his wrangling dangler.
Yeah, with his wrangling dangler.
King Dingling.
That's not a color.
You know what the problem is, I think, is none of this sounds threatening to me. Nothing sounds scary to me. I want someone that's going to put
Sinister.
Fear in the heart of people
at home. They
need
three first names is the problem.
Yeah. Keegan Michael Key.
that's kind of scary.
Right?
When you think about it.
Something like that.
Tom Wayne Anderson.
Tom Wayne Anderson.
And he's not a scary dude at all, but when you say his name, that sounds like a scary
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that sounds like someone that tried to shoot a president.
Can we just tell us?
I'm just saying, right?
Hilarious. That's what I mean, though. They need three first names.
John, Steve,
Jingle Hammer Smith.
Damn it. Is that what I was doing?
John, Joe, Tom. There it is. John, Joe, Tom.
Eustace, Eugene, Melvin.
Estrada. Rodriguez.
Samuel Arthur.
L. Jackson.
Damn it, no. Did he try to shoot a president?
I don't fucking know. He's got three names, though. He'll do it and be like, surprise, motherfucker.
You know what the L stands for?
Lee.
Loser.
Liability.
Oh. I know, because he's old, right?
No. Ha. Come on, dude.
Is
Black don't
like
crack.
A real person?
Samuel L. Jackson? No, it's a guy we made up on the show.
No, it's not. Samuel L. Jackson?
He's always like, he's like, pies, motherfucker. It's our dude that we made up.
Two tries, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. The something mountain killer, or like the green mountain killer, or the rusty mountain killer.
Is this a country song or a murderer we're trying to make?
How rude.
Oh, that green mountain killer.
Took your pants down and shit on my
Whoa, okay.
What the fuck?
Welcome to Jester's, where we take our pants down and shit in your brain.
I don't know if that should be it. Is that our tagline? I don't know. If we don't have one, I would like tagline. It sounds like one.
Aw. Aw, feels bad, down, man. Brown.
That's our serial killer's name.
What is it?
Take your pants down, Brown.
Take your pants down now.
Brown.
Oh. It sounds racist when you say Brown at the end.
Why?
Because it sounds like you're giving a command to someone. Like,
way to turn it that way, Dustin.
Well, that's just what Nobody I heard. It's what everybody's going to hear. It's going to be in the fucking away. News article.
Shit. Well,
Logan fucking Paul Stuferson.
Stuferson.
Billy the Booty Smasher.
Billy the Booty Smasher. Now, see, now we're back to smashing booties, and I don't know. Hey, did you find your keys?
I love it.
Guys, what happened to
I
Bob?
I love that we got that on radio too.
Oh, Bob is actually the first victim. We need a high profile murder case first.
I think Bob's the killer.
He might be.
Guys, don't say anything, but I heard he collects farts.
In jars?
Like from his victims?
I don't know. I think in a bag.
In a bag. Of his own
How
farts?
How would you collect a fart? Dude,
I don't want to know.
It's got to be a Ziploc.
He kills him butt first.
I hear he has an extensive collection.
He holds a plastic bag over their butt and suffocates them.
In their butt?
Well, yeah, because you know sometimes you breathe from both
Bob's
ends.
Bob's the killer,
you inhale
guys.
Through your
Bob's
mouth and killer. You exhale through your butt. If you got all inhale and no exhale, you're going to blow up like a balloon.
That's true.
That's what he does. He's the...
Get over and play.
He's the... the bubble...
You explode.
Bob the bubble blaster.
Oh, God, I have to exhale.
Oh, well, you better hope Bob's not around. Oh, he's holding her down. He's holding her down with the bag.
I'm going to add this to my collection.
I'm going to fucking puke. I'm going to fucking puke.
Oh, he's got all the farts.
Oh. Ew.
That's horrible. Oh, it's so gross.
Oh, God. She's dead.
She's gone. She's at peace now.
She's in a better place.
Rest in peace, me.
Well, no, she's still here in the studio. Oh, dang.
Oh, was I supposed to be quiet then?
No.
She's a soundbite.
She's one of them zombies.
Brains.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
So I was thinking of getting a beard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just change it up?
Yeah.
Nice, you know. Dude.
I'm just not sure. Like, it's like high maintenance.
It is.
But you put that on your face, right?
Yeah.
So you get your beard, you put it on your face.
Right.
If you do it wrong, you're going to look stupid and you might not even know it.
When you say get, do you mean grow? Because that's, I feel like how you should be saying it.
What do you mean?
Because no, you keep saying you're going to get one.
No, I was just going to get
you
one.
Grow it, right?
No, he's going to go get hair. One.
Yeah.
You're going to take someone else's?
Like, I don't want it to be crooked, though. One. You know what I mean? I want it to be even on both sides when I get it.
No, of course.
He's going to get it.
But how are you going to
previously made?
Procure I don't know. Your face hair?
I don't understand the question.
All you have to grow do it from your face,
oh, my God.
Right?
Dustin, you don't know. All you have to do is go to Avatar Editor. It's all you have to do.
I don't know. But... You really don't think it would be a big decision, but when you get a beard, you know, you gotta mean it.
You gotta want it.
You gotta. See,
I was thinking about getting Chris's, a mean stash.
And Chris is worth what?
Ooh, I don't know. A stash. When you get a stash, it kind of just it says something about
stash,
you.
Stash, huh?
Yeah.
It seems kind of like a waste stash. Of money. If
it's
you're
like,
go
wow,
out and get a
they
beard.
Went all that way and just got that stash.
Yeah. It's still. I mean, isn't there like a copay?
Just like handlebars.
It's a copay for
I'm
each
trying
one.
To start off slow. It's like, you know, easing yeah. it. Easing it. You just gotta.
I don't know.
You just want to get a little bit of work done first. See if you like.
Do you want
it?
Yeah. Do you want your facial yeah. hair
you
to say I'm on a budget?
Oh, that's a good point, too.
That I'm saying, or do you just go and get the full beard?
The full ZZ Top. As a status.
Yeah, you top it out.
I mean, I guess you would just go all the way.
I'd have to see.
How about you, Jen? What do you think about getting a beard?
I would do it. Go for it, man.
All right.
Get yourself a beard.
Let's get beards, guys.
All right, let's get Jen a beard.
Yeah. We can't go to a store and get a goddamn beard.
What are you talking about, Dustin? You grow it from your
face. You do it by yourself.
This conversation's over.
You do it by yourself.
I don't understand.
It's not a team activity.
I want.
Wait a minute. We can all go get beards.
It's not a two player. You can't.
Oh, my God. Look at this one. I'm going to get this one.
We can all go get beards.
Oh, wow. That's actually really nice.
That's a nice beard, right?
We're going to pick that up. Is that Egyptian cotton?
It's organic. It's organic, bro.
Nice, man.
It's horse hair.
I knew you'd see it my way.
I'm not. I just grow my own.
That's how you get it.
Ah, good.
I always kind of wanted to get one of those beards, just a really, really thin, long one, like the Drunken Masters.
A Fu Manchu.
Yeah, like a Shang Tsung.
just flick it every time you say something smart or some shit.
You just keep a metal bead.
So you never get
end.
To flick it.
No. No, probably not.
Burn. Oh, hold on. Sorry.
You look good with a beard, but like a short. Don't do that pointy shit.
No, I'm talking about like a straight like up, a just like
sensei.
Like straight up. Exactly.
No.
Now you know exactly where I'm at.
Oh, my God.
And the whole time, every time I walk into the door, it'd be like, ooh.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Master Splinter.
Yeah. Oh, come on now.
Hey, did you see where they're like, they're doing like braided armpit hair and dyeing it colors, like growing it.
Why
super
do you
long?
Say things?
Because he was talking about beards. But they're doing like super.
So you figured we'd bring up armpit beards.
Why the fuck not? They're braiding
That's
them and
all
dying
the
them
rage
colors.
With the like French girls.
Put yeah.
So woke.
It's dope.
Yeah, you just fucking rainbow. Oh, I'm cursing again.
Yeah, man, you got a real potty mouth.
We can't send this to Aunt Sally.
Nope, we still can't.
I curse all the time. I did a lot of cursing.
But yeah, you just braid it and then you dye it different colors.
Okay, and what's the point of that? Is it like a to show your
I don't
tribes,
know. I had a point, but then I...
You almost cussed again.
I made
trending.
A whoopsie, and then I forgot
I
what
know.
I was going to say.
You got to put a curter in the curse jar.
Just,
a curter.
I guess I'm just a beard brain now.
Yeah. Why don't you go beard shopping while we make this perfect murderer?
I think that the armpit hair braids thing and like dyeing it colors should go in the trash with the wavy eyebrows.
Yeah, right there in the non-starter trash.
It's like a beard under your arms that smells really bad, though.
Seriously.
Are you guys over here playing fucking footsie?
No, yo, yeah. Are you serious?
You're trying to rub my face.
You're rubbing each other's feet. What the fuck was
I look
that,
over.
Weirdos? Like, oh, my God. You guys just start playing with each other's feet? What the fuck?
I'm happy I'm not the only one who's seen that. That just makes it so much more
I
valid.
Love doing that.
Do you guys want to be alone?
You just do the most awkward thing possible in any situation.
Yeah.
And it just totally ruins
it's an alpha move, but we're
time.
Having this like thing where we can't alpha each other because we keep...
Babe,
touching toes, motherfucker. Sure.
All right, for the remainder of the show, I'd like to just say everything that happens in the Endgame movie. So,
they're all gonna die.
You're gonna die for sure. Recently,
in 3, 2, 1.
We're gonna delete this episode, and nobody's ever gonna know that.
Oh no, this is going straight to Facebook.
No, oh, so everybody's gonna know you played footsie.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and everyone at home, let me know how you like Jen being on the show. And for the next 3 seconds, we're gonna just look at clips of Jen. Feel bad.
And for 5 cents a day, you too can donate to Jen.
Just to fix kind of the eye spacing.
This child suffers.
You dick.
It's okay. We got you. We got you, babe. It's cool.
Yeah.
Is that a podcast?
No.
Dang it, sir.
Did we do good?
Well, about we're not 6 minutes under a podcast.
Oh, really? We still got 6 minutes to go?
Yeah. What do we do?
What you guys want to talk about?
6 minutes.
Dude, what
did we finish the murderer? Do we know the guy? His name and everything?
No, we didn't even fucking do anything.
Oh, shit.
Were
wow.
we allowed you to like need... take like Jason, like Freddy Krueger type shit?
No,
we
it's
still
real
need
thing.
Three first names.
I thought it was Bob.
I like Michael.
Can we
put Michael in there?
Bob.
Okay. How about...
Or Melvin. Melvin should be in there for sure.
Yeah, I think Melvin's in there.
Maybe the middle name's Melvin.
Bob Melvin.
And Garth.
Kyle Melvin.
Bob Garth Melvin Garth. Melvin Kyleson.
That's pretty scary.
Garth Kyle Melvison.
Yeah, Garth Kyle Melvison. And it's even easy to say, so that would be good too.
Yeah. It sounds super easy.
GKM.
GKM.
MGK.
No. I want to change it now. I can't even. Like, I was gonna. At first, I'm thinking to myself, whatever anybody says, I'm just gonna go with it. But no, not MGK. Not on gestures.
He's a fucking hardcore Eminem fan.
No, I'm not. It doesn't matter because I can like a rapper and still. I'm just saying, I'm not like a super Eminem fan. I just think MGK is not a very good.
That's
rapper.
A solid argument you got there.
I don't know, man. How does that make you feel?
I'd like to change the name of my serial killer. I'll tell you that. Does that give you any insight?
All right.
Yeah.
Throw a W in that shit.
You were saying Mike? Michael?
Michael.
I got you, Michael. Bro. MLK. We got it.
William.
Darlene.
Wimbledon. Darlene Dale Wimbledon. You got it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Darlene Dale Wimbledon's not perfect?
So then it's a chick.
I think we got to go with the M for the beginning.
Okay.
William Scott Richards.
That kind of sounds right.
Melvin.
William,
I mean, Melvin.
Tate.
Of course, Melvin's the first name.
Melvin Dale Wimbledon.
Melvin Dale.
I feel really strong about Wimbledon.
Yeah. I can't even say that.
I want there to be a K for Wingle the last Dane. Name.
Oh, it has to be a K?
Yeah.
Kuchner.
Kutcher.
Ashton Dale. No.
Melvin Darf. Dang it.
Melvin Darf.
Klanica.
Now, what if the K is silent?
Ooh.
What?
When is a K silent?
Like a knight. It's like, or a knife.
Oh my gosh, I'm dumb.
Yeah, a little bit, right? The way you said that. And then
when is a K silent?
It's like my stomach is flat, but the L is silent.
You don't
silent.
Say the K in knife?
What the fuck you just said to me?
My stomach is flat, but the L is silent.
Uh-huh. This is something you read on Facebook. There's no way you just thought of that right now.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, dang. I was so excited for a second. I was going to do that for my t-shirt.
I had to break a second.
So, obviously, his name is Kinetic Wimbledon Dale Melvin Delias Dale Darlon.
Yeah. Artorius.
Artorius.
William.
Spell Shocker.
Hold on, wait. Okay. Let's just let him keep going. It's Artarius? Artarius?
Arturius.
Arturius Spell Shocker.
Rapido.
Steve.
Get Rapido.
At ASS.
At ASS.
Shockley.
Shock. Just the shocker. He just goes around and he gives everybody the shocker.
Yeah.
But really.
To death. Oh yeah, picks him up like really 5 feet in the air.
Yeah. But his hand is wearing an electrified glove. It's electrical.
Ooh.
So it's actually shocking.
With like Catwoman talons on it.
Oh, yeah. There's hypodermic needles in there.
Yeah. Ah, dang.
It's full of
That's going to not be great.
Yeah, it's full of ketamine.
Okay, and
fuck.
Dang. Is that all we need to make him famous?
Pretty much. I would say so.
Who's his victims? Anybody?
Everyone.
Elderly?
Ketamine shocking. Yours versus victim. Hole glove that shocks with a shocker? Yeah, that's pretty horrid.
I would say, yeah. Elderly people bad. Sounds about right.
Oh, we're going elderly.
We're going elderly.
That sounds like not the way I want to go out.
You don't want to die?
How about just pets? I'm not comfortable with
him. He only kills pets. He only kills pets. I like him.
I'm not comfortable with him actually.
All right. He's the first ever pet serial killer. That's not even happened yet, right?
No.
No.
We got him. What's his name again?
Usually that's just an angsty teen.
Wait, they kill your pets?
This guy, yeah. His name is...
Yeah, he shockers them to death.
No,
yeah.
That makes me... Oh my God.
What?
It's pretty
hide
bad.
Your cats, hide your dogs, honey. I'm sorry. We're making that cash.
It's still pretty bad, huh?
Oh my God.
We're setting them loose here first.
Why can't it be people? Why gotta be animals?
What do you mean kill people? That's
wow, Jen.
Save the animals, kill people.
That's I very, like animals that's very so much activist more than
oh,
people.
Man. You just made me ill.
Very activist of you.
That's a horrendous idea.
I talk to my people. Animals all the time. I avoid people.
You talk to your own animals?
Yes.
Do they talk back?
No.
That's where I was at.
Like, I was going to ask because I wanted to know, I was like, wouldn't it be cool to like be able to say you're the guy who ate every animal?
I tasted all
No, like
of
me.
Them.
Like I think about sometimes like I could have been the guy that ate every animal.
Got to taste them all.
Right? Just one of every one.
One of each.
Ew.
Just try it out.
I don't know, man.
That's weird.
That. Yeah, but who else? I mean, I'll probably get one of those Guinness plaques.
There's some weird animals out there.
Yeah, and I'm out to catch
them. Not look delicious.
Yo, there was one that was like a fucking, it looked like a gigantic dick with a tail. Like a crawling, uncircumcised dick with a tail.
All right, well, I'm going to go back to the drawing board.
Is that one on a beach?
No, like it was just crawling on the sidewalk. It's like a new type of animal. What the fuck? You should try that.
All right. Well, this has been Jester's Academy. I'm going to go hit the beach and try to rustle up some dick fish.
Get some dick fish.
Thank you for listening. Like and subscribe.
Hit us up on Patreon.
Hit us up on that Patreon. Patreon.com/Jester's Academy.
The wait.
Oh, goodbye.
And I'm going to go eat some fish dick.
He's going to eat dick.
He does that on a normal basis, though.
Whole bag of them.
All the time.
Right here for you.